Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM. FM.
Kira, we have family in the building.
Yes, we do.
Mo K is in the building. Let's give him a big round of applause.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up, you, Mo?
I'm good, man. Chilling like Bob Dylan, you know.
I like it. All right. Well, look, friend of the show, Mo K is in. And I love this. This has turned into a little bit of a tradition. We do it every Thursday. And there's a few reasons why we do this. I don't know whether or not you're aware of this. I hope you aren't sleeping on Mo K. Do you know what that means, Kira?
No.
And I'm not trying to be smart, because I like to teach Kira the rap terms and
okay.
stuff. To be sleeping on Mo K, right? Would be to not be aware of Mo K.
Okay.
Yeah. So as in, you're sleeping on him. You don't know that he exists and you're missing out.
Okay.
You know? So I hope no one is sleeping on Mo K, because Mo has a brand new show every Friday here on 2FM between midnight, 2 a.m., a very cool new direction that's kind of happening here on 2FM. It's an urban show. It's like urban, hip-hop, R&B, rap, all of this kind of stuff kind of put into a blender, and Mo gives you the best tunes you need for the week.
Yes.
And he kind of distills everything down, and he shows you what's going on. I love it, and it's been going on a few weeks. How are you finding it, Mo, by the way?
Absolutely loving it, yeah. I think I'm in my 7th week now.
Is it seven weeks, Mo?
It could be 8. This week is 8 weeks, I think.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, well done.
Well, happy 2-month anniversary.
Haven't been sacked yet.
Me and Chris used to celebrate literally every single week that we stayed on air.
Yeah, I do the exact same thing.
Yeah, Mo, can I be honest? You're saying the whole, like you said, I haven't been sacked yet. Kira and I actually did that genuinely. Like, as in when we first got here, we were like, this must be a mistake.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we must
be
out here
for a good 6 months.
We did. We're only getting comfortable now, and that's probably where we'll get fired.
That's probably where we'll get sacked.
Next week now, going to be the P45. But look, Mo, Mo also comes in and we kind of have a chat about hip-hop news stories, because you'd be amazed how much goes on in the rap/hip-hop world. It's like a soap opera. Like, it never stops.
It's like EastEnders.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
It really is. So will we
and
get...
this is coming from someone who doesn't know that much about hip-hop or the world of hip-hop.
Yeah, and I don't watch soaps either, by the way.
Mo just wants to assert how manly he is.
Yeah, I just have to keep my streak right.
No,
I actually don't really like EastEnders or Coronation Street or...
All right, Mo, you're all mad.
What's the other one?
Emmerdale. Is Emmerdale still on?
Is Emmerdale still on?
Emmerdale was actually all right.
Mo's sitting down every evening watching Emmerdale.
Mo watches Hollyoaks.
I watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah, man, you're a man. I watch stuff where people get killed. You know, that's what I watch.
Yeah.
The best stuff. But anyway, look, Mo, speaking of soap operas, will we get to this Chris Brown stuff? This is a soap opera.
Do you know what I'm finding hilarious about this? Because before we came back on air there, the two lads are having this deep discussion about Chris Brown's baby mama and custody and paternity. And I'm like, those lads are way more interested in this than I am.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah. Well, it would be a situation that would be very interesting if you... got into how should I break this down? Chris Brown cheated on Carucci, his ex, with another woman.
Carucci was like a big model or something, wasn't she?
She's a model.
Yeah.
No, she was one of those, what do you call them people?
Dancers.
That don't do anything. Socialites.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So she was a socialite. Chris Brown used to be doing her.
Yeah.
They used to be in a relationship. Go on.
Chris cheated, as you do, and he 9 months later, baby came out. And
but no one
Chris
knew
Brown's.
About this, did they?
Nobody knew about it until the baby was 6 months old.
Okay, so the baby is called Royalty.
Royalty.
Oh,
is that the baby's actual name?
Yeah.
The baby's mother was in a relationship with somebody.
At the time when she cheated with Chris Brown?
Yes.
Okay.
So she gave birth to the baby, and the father, or not the father,
the
see,
boyfriend.
I'm getting confused. The boyfriend.
This is like EastEnders.
Yeah, it is. The boyfriend stayed with her.
Okay.
So and now there's a boyfriend and a girlfriend,
yes.
And they are raising Chris Brown's kid.
Yeah.
See, this is odd. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is
and
a little
he's on,
weird.
He's on Instagram. He's posting up pictures with the baby falling asleep on him, and he's taking the baby for a walk and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with raising another man's child, but he witnessed his girlfriend cheat on him with the biggest superstar in the world.
Yeah, like...
And he's still...
Ah, but it's Chris Brown, though.
But, like, would you raise his kid?
Well,
see, Mo brought up an interesting point.
Boys, when two people love each other, sometimes they can overcome such obstacles as cheating and getting pregnant with another
that's
man's child.
Big, that's a big one, though, for
that's
me.
That's a huge one.
I'd be
that'd
gonzo.
Be a deal breaker
be gonzo,
for me now,
yeah.
I have to say.
I
that'd be a big red flag for me, absolutely.
But we were talking about...
Mo brought up a really interesting point.
Well, no, I think you brought this up.
Oh, throwing over Mo there.
No, I wasn't. I was like, fair enough. He's probably doing it because, you know, there's going to be serious money from the old child support. They're going to be cashing in.
Okay, so obviously Chris Brown will be paying child support to the mother of his child.
Sure.
And so you guys think that the boyfriend who was cheated on is staying with the mother.
For the money.
For the money.
All sure. About the moolah.
Absolutely. You know, it could be like, because what they do is with child support, they divide something like your monthly earnings or like your monthly net worth. It's this really weird thing. This woman could be making 100 grand a month once the thing is all settled down, if you know what I'm saying.
Do you know what's just occurred to me? It could have, the whole thing just could have been a setup. For Chris Brown.
They could have trapped him.
They could have trapped him.
Oh, you never know.
The trap is
you
real.
You never know.
Okay, the trap is certainly real. I think real. That both of you have thought way too much about
conspiracy
this.
Conspiracy theories all over the gaff.
But anyway.
Don't you think that's interesting though?
Well, in fairness, I would not hang around unless it was an operation that we had planned out.
Yeah, see, this is it. Unless it was a hustle.
Yeah,
hustle.
Exactly. You're so cold. You're so cold. I want to talk about Waka Flocka Flame.
Okay. Anyway, listen, I like Chris Brown. Just to put that out there.
Okay. Yeah.
With Emmerdale, EastEnders and Coronation Street.
No, I do like Chris Brown. He let me open up his show in Dublin 2 years ago.
Wow, okay. No way.
Yeah.
So you do a warm-up?
I met him. I played PlayStation with him the whole night.
Is he a dick?
Borderline.
Okay.
He's all right, though.
Because he comes across...
You wouldn't go for a pint with him.
No, okay.
Would you not?
Nah, I don't think so.
Was he a dick to you?
Let's just say he wouldn't take a picture with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I asked him for a picture and he was like, not right now, bro. You want to play PlayStation? I was like, all right, cool.
Okay, so you played PlayStation with him. What game did you play?
What game did you play?
NBA 2K or something like that. Some basketball game.
That sounds all right.
Yeah,
that's a cool story. Grand.
So I was backstage playing PlayStation with him, and then I got called and I had to go out in front of 13,000 people and DJ for an hour and 20 minutes, and he performed for 50 minutes.
Wow. So yeah. Mo, you did a longer stint at his gig than he did.
I did.
So Mo kind of did the Chris Brown gig.
I did the gig.
Wow.
For him. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. So that's why.
Where was that?
That was in the Tree Arena in the O2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. There you go. No. This is Mo. You see, he has all these interesting stories. I hung out and played PlayStation with Chris Brown.
Yeah. Rihanna winked at me once as well.
But, she didn't.
Yeah. She definitely wanted a piece of the Mo.
Do you think?
100%.
Do you think that's why Chris Brown wouldn't take a photo with you?
I think
Do you think
so.
That got back to him and he was jealous of you?
Yeah, he knew. Yeah, he's probably. Like, yeah, yeah, this is the dude Rihanna wanted to smash.
What it is. Well, look.
Sorry, I feel like I'm out with the girls.
Yeah, we've talked about cute guys, Rihanna, Emmerdale, all of that. Kira, what's this Waka Flocka Flame stuff?
Yeah,
come on.
Boys, I want to talk about Waka Flocka Flame, okay? So he's kind of this, how would you describe Waka Flocka Flame, Mo?
Headcase.
An absolute head case.
Yeah, head case, yeah.
Obviously, Hillary Clinton came out lately to announce that she's going for a presidency, but so did Waka Flocka Flame.
Yes.
Now, obviously, this is on Rolling Stones or whatever, so it's a joke. Obviously, I don't think Waka Flocka Flame is going to go and run for, you know, being president.
I don't know.
Stranger things have happened in America.
And of course, one of the first things that he's going to do if he does become president is he's going to legalize marijuana. And he also has another couple of things that he wants to ban when he becomes president. Chris, I think we have the video there.
Yeah, will we listen to his campaign video? Here we go. Here's some of the promises he's making.
A blunt a day, I take the pain away. You wake up, hit a blunt, go to work, shit gonna be okay. You look around, things ain't looking good, you roll a blunt, shit gonna be okay. Schoolwork getting too hard, don't touch the blunt. Think about it. Wait till you old enough.
That's responsible,
so,
though.
He wants to legalize marijuana when life is shit, whatever, but don't when you're at school.
Yeah,
kids, you know.
That's responsible of him.
He's very mature.
This is a man I want running the free world. Definitely. Here we go. So these are some of the promises he's making.
First thing I will fucking stop as president is dogs coming in restaurants. I don't want to see no fucking animal in the restaurant ever again. Anybody who got feet oversized 13 cannot walk in public no more. They have to take trains, cabs, and buses. I want to see a big ass feet taking all the space on the concrete.
Those are good points.
Here's his points on education. I'm dying to hear this.
These are solid too, I'd say.
Education is important. We need to start teaching these kids more reality traits. The president been smoking one. You know how that go. So we're going to teach the kids more reality skills. And they got to learn my lyrics before they get out of school. Else they fucking fail. And they got to start from third grade all over again from 12.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm
not wearing a suit when I go to the meeting. It's fucking irritating. Everybody have hot ass suits on, arguing, sweating. I'm going with a tank top flip flop, a box of Backwoods, some 1882s, rolling one up, drinking a coffee. Fuck the Congress. What are we thinking about? I am Congress. I'm president.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, so far I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so far he has my vote. Hillary should be watching out. You know, if this is what's coming. This is him about jobs, by the way. This is Waka Flocka Flame on jobs if he became president. So.
I'm going to raise minimum wage. I feel like all fast food restaurants should be paying $15 an hour since In-N-Out Burger is doing it. Great fucking idea, In-N-Out Burger.
Fair enough.
Oh, women's rights. I'm dying to hear this.
In-N-Out Burger pay $15 an hour. Is that true?
Yeah, you see, some places in the US, very low minimum wage. And I think some places are trying to strive to give them a minimum wage that at least gives them some kind of quality of life.
Fair play.
Yeah, absolutely. Kira, how can you not like the man?
Well, let's hear what he says about women's rights, Chris.
Okay. Women's rights. I feel like women got all the rights already, man. What else they want? My mother was my father and my mother. And she controlled the house. She raised five men, put food on the table. She kept the lights on. Like, women are pretty tough right now. I feel like it's not the thing of rights for women. It's more of a respect thing.
Kira, what do you think of that? You already have all the rights.
Okay, according to Walk of Luck Flame, we're grand.
What more do you want?
What I find interesting is, right, that he said that all fast food joints should raise the minimum wage.
Yeah.
Yet when it comes to women, he just talks about, you know, giving them respect. How about raising, you know what I mean, the wages for women so they're on par with men?
He's not too pushed about that.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah,
now.
Kira, yeah. Come on now. So we haven't had any bombs in a while. There's Kira dropping a bomb. Right, do you want to hear one more thing? This is what he thinks about the other candidates, okay. And then we'll leave it there. This is Waka Flocka Flame, who is a rapper, or as Mo describes him, head case.
And I love, he made a promise and he said, I'm dead ass running for president in 2016. So, I mean, okay, Chris, let's hear about the other candidates.
Hillary is my only competition right now because the women love her. And she's honest. Her husband is Bill, so.
Bill's a donkey.
It's a tough one, man. I hope I make it.
I'd say you will, Waka Flocka Flame. Don't worry. All right, well, you know the way whenever you're running for president, Kira, you need a running mate. You need your VP. Yeah. I mean, your VP is a very important choice.
Oh, God, who is going to be his running mate?
Well, let's have a listen and find out.
Call my head of the state.
He's ringing his head of state on his phone.
My vice president, shall I say. Yo, who kid?
No.
DJ, who kid? So I'm in an interview with Rolling Stone, you know, I'm the president. So I had to call you, because you the vice president, right?
I guess so, yeah.
So if there's one thing where your boy get elected, what we gonna change in the world?
It's gonna be unlimited weed smoking.
These guys seem like competent candidates for a president. Do you imagine those two guys running the world?
Yeah.
Running Western democracy. There you go.
What would you guys change if you were president?
Oh, don't ask Chris that.
I do have a few thoughts. Like, I mean, we can go through them again, maybe.
No, I think it's good because, you know, we're on a roll here. And it'd be nice to keep our jobs.
Yeah, I guess. I would be, though. I'm not too pushed with rights for equal women. I mean, they got all the rights. They're already doing it, Kira. What more do they want, as he puts it? I think that's definitely the highlight of the interview. Kira, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
There you go.
Here's me and Mo talking about soap opera nonsense, and then Kira talking about the real issues. Who's running for president? Look, will we get to one more story really quickly? Because I just thought, as a follow-up, we should.
Oh my God, I saw this.
Isn't it amazing? I just thought, as a follow-up, it might be funny to bring this up with you. Do you remember how we talked about the new streaming service, the new music streaming service that Jay-Z has launched called Tidal?
And we talked about it about 3 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
And it was pompous, it was pretentious, it was people on stage like it was the UN. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So let me give you a context. It's an app you can download, okay? And it's a streaming service. It's just like Spotify. I'm sure everyone knows what Spotify is. I'm sure everyone knows what Pandora is. All this kind of stuff. Just to give you context, Kira, where do you think Spotify is on the app store list?
Okay, I would say either top 10 or top 20.
It's 38.
Oh,
which
okay.
is good.
Actually, no, I'm surprised by that. I thought it would be in the top 20.
Sure, yeah, I thought it'd be in top 20. It's good. Pandora. I think is around 56 or something.
Okay.
Which is still very good. Where do you think Tidal is in terms of numbers? Where do you think it is on the list?
If Spotify is 38 and Tidal is in the 50s.
Sorry, Pandora is in the 50s.
Sorry, Pandora is in the 50s. I'd say, what, Tidal's in the 70s?
78.
Is that it? Is that what you're saying?
Mm.
Okay.
I'm going to say 70.
It is below number 700.
What?
If I put an app on the App Store, it would be around there. Like, I mean, no one wants it. No one is downloading it.
Have they done any marketing for it since its big massive launch where they had like really famous people on the stage?
But wouldn't you think with Usher, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Madonna, Deadmau5, Kanye West, Jay-Z and J. Cole standing on a stage that they could at least maybe get into, you know, the kind of the...
At least top 10.
You'd think?
The most powerful artists in the world.
Wow.
Nothing.
This is not going to work.
No.
This Tidal thing.
No.
It's absolutely... ridiculous.
Wouldn't you think, because all those people on the stage, I remember saying at the time, were estimated altogether to be worth $25 billion.
Well, no one wants
to. They'd be able to pool the resources and actually make get Tidal into the top 10.
You'd think so.
That is bonkers.
It's massive.
That's the sound of Tidal.
I don't think... Honestly, I don't really know anybody that buys music, to be honest.
Me neither, if I'm being deadly honest.
I buy music.
I buy music. Like, I know DJs buy music and they're on subscriptions, but it's kind of a choice, because with iTunes, you can browse through, and if you like a song, you can buy it.
You don't have to buy albums anymore.
Yeah, you don't have to pay a subscription. This Jay-Z thing is like... just give me your money. And
sounds like bad value, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah,
well, look, there you go.
There you go. Well.
Look, there we go. I think it deserved another bomb. Mo, I love when we have these chats. I mean, I've learned... the hip-hop world is a world of its own, isn't it? I mean, it really is. It's crazy. So look, speaking of hip-hop, rap, R&B, urban music, all of that kind of stuff, friend of the show... DJ Mo K, he is going to be in again Friday night, tomorrow, midnight to 2 a.m. Mo is in doing his new show.
Yes.
It's amazing. You should give it a listen. Of course, as well, you're on Twitter, Mo.
I am on Twitter at DJ Mo Kay. And don't forget, you can catch me on our sister station, RTE Pulse, Monday to Thursday, 9 to 11 a.m. if you can't wait till Friday nights.
I mean, look, what more do you need? There you go.
Chris and Kira.
2 FM.